So now we're almost at the end of the phonon sections. I still have another lecture where I'll talk about the transport of phonons, so heat conductivity problems. But at this point, we're done with the thermodynamic properties of phonons, and there are a few things that you could possibly do in this section. One of them would be to write down the dispersion relationship, also including next nearest neighbors. But basically, I've got a bunch of students who have done student projects where they have calculated for me some, here's gamma XL, some phonon dispersion relationships that may look something like this. Let me think. L is closer than X, so I think it should go down here. Something like that. And I would like to get the dispersion relationships as functions so that I can plot this in different directions. So mostly what I got from students who did a student project is they gave me a plot of the phonon dispersion relationship. And inside the MATLAB code somewhere, there's a function to calculate it. But I would like to explicitly put a function that you can copy on the website. And what would be nice is, particularly for the ones that only have one atom per basis, if there's only one atom per basis, you only get the acoustic modes, and there's a 3x3 matrix. In a 3x3 matrix, you can solve with Cardano's Cardano's formula. And this means that there's a formula that will tell you if you have ax cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d, it will tell you the answer to this. And what I would like is I would like the functions a as a function of kx, ky, and kz, and then b as a function of kx, ky, and kz, and so forth. And so that we can easily, quickly make these plots by first calculating these coefficients, then using this formula. Instead of diagonalizing the matrix, we just use the formula and get the three answers. So, if this is not clear but you're interested in it, then come to me and I'll try to explain it better. Almost the same thing is just doing plotting what this calculation does. And here, the phonon density of states for HCP, in my table I have the dispersion relationship but not the density of states. So to calculate the density of states, you have to take that existing dispersion relationship that I had to, was written very small, and I had to click on it to expand it because it was 6x6 matrix. You have to take that and then calculate the density of states. Or you could work on some other crystal structure, one that's not in the table. You could start doing another one, calculating the dispersion relationship, writing down the equation of motion, writing the dispersion relationship, and then as soon as we get the dispersion relationship and the density of states, those programs, that the already existing programs, can calculate all the other thermodynamic properties. Okay, so we had kind of a slow start, but I stopped now on time, and we'll continue with thermal properties like heat conductivity on Wednesday. Thank you.